The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
It's great to have you back with us this afternoon. Kanan, are you well?
Yes, everything is well. Thank you, Simon. I have to say, I really love how eclectic and international Chai FM is, just like our people. Poetry from Israel, trafficking from Africa, it's from Europe. Grand.
No, absolutely. Listen, there's an interesting world out there. You can't just stay focused on the bottom of Africa. You need to have a broader perspective, which is why we talk to you and we ask you questions like this. This really had me intrigued, Kanan. You've written an article which was published in the JTA, I think a couple of days ago, about a museum suing a Jewish author. Explain why. What's going on?
Okay, so usually they say not to judge a book by its cover. Well, that's exactly, literally, what happened here. A Jewish author called Aaron Flam was being sued for including a symbol of a tiger on the cover of his book, which discusses the silent collaboration, if you will, between Sweden and Nazi Germany. And that symbol belongs to a military museum near Stockholm that showcases the preparations of Sweden to World War II. Now, he included a little swastika, an armband, a Nazi armband on the symbol. And that's because the symbol was a propaganda tool during the 1930s and 40s for a slogan that says, "Be a Swedish tiger." It's a pun, it's a word, it's a play on words, which also means be silent, a good Swede remains silent. And it's an encouragement not to say things or do things that could jeopardize Sweden's, for example, export of iron or to the German military industries during the war, or implicate it as an ally of the Allied forces in any way. So just don't rock the boat. And he chose this to parody this, I would say, pretty typical characteristic attitude in Sweden not rocking the boat, maybe doing things that aren't precisely moral, but not talking too much about it afterwards. And going ahead and judging moralistically the rest of the world 5 minutes after your pact with Hitler just ended, for example. So he discussed all these issues, and what does he get? He gets a lawsuit for copyright infringement. That's an ingenious way of getting at him, you know, of getting him, because they can't say, we don't want you to discuss this topic. So they're saying, you stole our symbol. Well, last week he was finally let off the hook. He says it's a great relief, and the book is being translated into English.
The mind boggles. The mind absolutely boggles. Perhaps a more positive story, you've been very prolific this week, Kanan, is that you've also published a story on Germany funding, I think it's to the tune of $665 million or something like that, Holocaust survivors. Why has that happened? Why has that happened now?
Well, the impact of the coronavirus has been devastating to everyone that in epicenters of the pandemic,
sure,
but especially to elderly Jews in Brooklyn that depended on relatives dropping by and helping to finish the month and so forth. There are literally tens of thousands of them, and right now this funding goes to 240,000 survivors that are not getting the usual pensions that victims of Nazi persecution are getting. And that's on top of a $4.3 million emergency funding that was released earlier this year. So it's really an attempt by the German government and the claims conference, which negotiated the settlement, to help these people weather the storm, the weakest of the Jewish community, really.
Fascinating. Kanan, what a joy speaking to you every week. And as you said, just giving us a different perspective, because like you said, we are very far down south in Africa. So thank you for keeping us in touch with what's going on in the Jewish world.
My pleasure.
Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.